Blog Talk Radio.
Get in going.
Should we give him that
It's a new heart Same thing.
We only bear witness and we testify. There's no God but one God whose proper name is Allah, the creator of this creation. He has planted us here to test us and see which one is worthy of a great reward that this world has nothing nothing to offer you, like what Allah has for us for doing right on this earth. So we here tonight at Rock Talk Radio Station. People are now coming on. Been here ever since 7 o'clock, and no one showed. There's one person that showed up, but we gonna keep this program rolling. We here to share this information about, continue to share this information about moving the images out of the world that have caused all the problems. We thank Allah for Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the Prophet. And we thank Allah for all the prophets. Okay, I know somebody, but somebody trying to call. Whom are they say time again? Praise be to Allah, the Lord, cherished state of all the world. And we only bear when the Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet, means there's no more prophet to come. Anybody that tell you that a prophet, that they are prophet or a prophet have come in there, they are coming there that right now for them, they are prophet. That's the Bible said, with the blind, lead the blind. And that's exactly what happens. You find somebody, follow somebody that says that they are a prophet, that they are prophets sent by God. They are finna lead you blind. So we're at the Rock Talk Radio Station trying to get rid of the problem. There were, democracy is on the operating table, and democracy might not survive. So we don't see. We know this the day they choose to give Dr. Martin Luther King his birthday. And when you look at what they did to Martin Luther King and all the things that they called, problems they caused him and our people, we're not here to talk about human rights. I mean, civil rights. We are here for human rights. Human rights cover all the rights that all the human beings should have, that God gave them. Civil rights, the dog got civil rights. You won't see them shooting no dog with an electric gun and throwing that dog in the police car. You won't see them doing that, because these people who said they love Jesus, these people that got these dog lovers, they would burn your house down. They would march all over you if they were to catch you harming a dog. Police, no matter who he is, army or navy, these people love the animals. So we're tonight, we like to still open up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. It means to open. First, we would say it in the Arabic language, and then we will say it in the English translation. Umalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Amin. Rahman Rahim. Maliki Omidin. Iyakan Abudiyakan Astahin. Adin and Sarat al Mustakin. Sarat al Ladina Anto Alayhim. Lord, we may do be a lay him while it's all him. We seek protection with Allah against Satan, a rejected enemy, the outcast, with the name of God, Allah. Most gracious, Allah, and most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment, in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. I mean, we greet our audience in the best of the greetings, of all the greetings in the world, the best of the greetings is Assalamu Alaikum. Simply mean God, peace be with you. And this is the greeting of all the people of men that were sent by Allah to the people with this greeting. And this greeting reminds us that we are all supposed to be working to keep the peace. The one who gives the greeting and the one who receives the greeting. Our job is to create peace, make peace on earth. The human being should be supposed to be the most kindest creature in the world. But when the human being thinks that he's better than somebody else, that he know more than anybody else, nobody can tell him nothing, then the human being become a monster in the life of the people, according to scripture. So we have to kill the idea of being a monster, that we are human beings put planted on this earth to be tested by the one who have given us this life, and that is the Almighty God alone. We are here for the test. And one of the tests, we're supposed to be good neighbors, be good mothers and fathers, be nice to each other, kind to each other, treat the land, the property, even the animals that we eat, treat them right, treat everybody right as possible. So we are here because we want the best of everything, even the best. We're not getting that no more. When the phone was here, we're growing food to make sure all of us eat, we were getting the best food. But when the farmer went got the scientists to help them manipulate the food, then the food became no good for us to consume. And this food caused all kind of body problems, all kind of mental problems. So God tells us to eat wholesome and good things of this earth. But the people not growing. They grow watermelon. They do not have any seed. And then try to make you think that that watermelon is sweeter than a watermelon that has seed. That ain't nothing but a lie. So praises be to Allah. So we are here tonight to kill the lie on God that he has a son, that there's some people in the world that are chosen. We say everybody here been chosen to be tested by God, and everybody, when the test is over, will go back to God for whatever judgment they have earned. Whatever we earn on this earth, it determines what the Creator put us in the next life. That is life after death, that's like that, life after sleep. That when we, before we got here, we was alive. When we came through our mother's womb, we came alive, and we came more alive every day as we live on this earth. From a baby to a teen, we became more alive, more conscious of what our life is all about. So this is how God, Allah do things in stages. So when you in a stage, you're not giving credit to the one who put the sun in the sky that don't fall down. That sun is enough evidence that there's a power greater than man has the mind to realize. That sun shine, his sun give us heat, give us light, make all the food grow. He make he goes down and put the water up off the earth and causes it to rain back down pure. That sun do all these things. And no man can go near the sun, show you that man is not God. No man can go near the sun. So all praise is due to Allah. So we're here to straighten out the lies, especially African Americans. We've been put into so many lies, under so many lies. So praise be to Allah. Allah tell you he's going to take the rejecting spies and clean up this mess. And I don't find nobody in this on this earth or any ethnic group or anywhere in the world more rejecting spies than we are. We own nothing as a people. we created all these things that the world is benefiting from now. The first car, we created the car, the air conditioning, all these great things. We did all the building of all these buildings and all the places all over the world. We created them institutions for doctors. We had doctors that we created out of the 8 colleges that were teaching medicine to our children. We built those. After the Caucasians would not us to come into their facility, we made our own. We made the public school. Public school was what we created. So all the things that we created, we can't get no benefit. We're not benefiting now. Why? Because they raised the image up and put it over us and told us this image is God's son, or this is God in the flesh. God came down from the heaven, got into flesh, not any flesh, but out of all the flesh in the world, he chose one flesh. He told the Caucasian people, same people that stole us and brought us here and worked us 400 years without paying us, and still denying us equal rights, still stealing from us, still oppressing us, still building jails to put us in, not put themselves in for doing wrong, but they don't see nobody being in jail for those. They have done that. Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what bothers our heart. So this is bother our heart. This is make us aware that something is still wrong and it's coming from religion. If religion was measuring up to what God actually was telling us should be, why is so many problems coming from human beings? And they coming basically from the human beings were put into that image. The Caucasian, the European, they are the so-called Jew, to be a person of the cause of problem. When the Jew, sometimes the Jew say he's a white man, then when things ain't looking too good for him, he's a Jew. He flipped. He do that every time something is, before he can get the advantage of the situation. So God have told us the evil and showed us the evil of this world. And all we have to do to bring some of that evil down is we spend money with ourselves. The evil will come down just about overnight, because that evil need money, need wealth to continue to do the evil that they do. They need big money. They need all the money they can get, and they need our money. So we want to die. We want to stop them by not patronizing people who put here to misuse us, who think they're doing great when they misuse us. They say America was great when they were misusing us. How can a people misuse another people because of their skin color, because of the little difference they have? Why can people misuse and then call themselves that God came in their image? You talking about some hypocrites. That's real hypocrites. But that will never stop and never change until we change that ourselves. And Allah do not pick a no good thing to do a good thing. He pick who he choose to do a good thing. And for us to do a good thing, we all must be working together. And African Americans are trained not to work together. I don't care how bad things look for African American families, they refuse to come together because the churches are teaching them that God came in our God came in their image. African Americans said God came in their image. So all this confusion, and it's not going to go away until the majority of the people say, no, we should worship Allah in spirit and truth. When we start doing that, when we start seeing that all men are one, and there's no superiority of one man over the other, then we start doing the thing that God asked us to do, be a good man, be a good neighbor, don't steal, and try to follow all the things that God asked us not to do. When we get like that, following that thing that a man should do. So all praise is due to Allah. So anybody got anything they like to say at this time, all you got to do is match one. Ain't no one on here but myself and Brother Hameen. I mean, you got anything you want to say, please come into the queue and we're going to cut your mic on and we want to hear from you. We know this is Dr. King Day that he said that this is his birthday. I hope I meant to get out today, but time ran out. And I want to tell the people, if they truly want to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King, let's don't spend no money but nobody but the people that look like us. And see what a beautiful day this will continue to be, that we only spend money with people at our business. And then if we ain't got no business, we should be working and to make sure that those people in our business, in our neighborhood that got business, we should be wanting to buy them out where we can have that place, where we can run that business, and we can depend and support each other. When we ever start doing that, it's all over. It's truly all over. So anybody want to say anything that match one? Okay. Daya, you want to say anything? So I'm going to keep holding the reins, and we hope that someone come in and join us on this Bop Talk radio station. I've been telling people about this Bop Talk radio station, and everybody got a promise. So let me read some in our blessed book, Al-Quran, Surah 23, The Believer, Ayah 29. 28, start at 28 to 33. Allah said, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. And we have embarked on the ark, thou and those with thee. Said, praises be to Allah, who have saved us from the people who do wrong. Allah has to save us from people who do wrong. And said, oh my Lord, embark me and disembark with thy blessing. But he said, and said, oh, my Lord, embark me and disembark with thy blessing, for thou art the best to embark us, to disembark. Verily, it is are a sign for men who understand. Thou do we try men. Then we raise after them another generation. We send to them a messenger from among themselves, saying, worship Allah. He has no other God but him. Will he not fear him? and the chief of the people. Now this is, now to me this sounds like Falcon. It said the chief of the people who disbelieve and deny the meaning of Allah in the hereafter, and on whom we have bestowed the good things of this life, said he is no more than a man like yourself. He eats that which ye eat, and he drinks what you drink. If he obey a man like yourself, behold, it is clear he will be lost. Those who he promised when he died and become dust and the bones, yet shall we bring forth again. Fear is that which he all permit, promise. There is nothing but our life in this world. We shall die and we will live, but shall never be raised up again. This is what some of the people in the nation still have bought into. He is only a man who in say lie against Allah, but we are not the one to believe in him. The prophet said, oh my Lord, help me, for thou accuse me of falsehood. Allah said, in but a little while they are surely to be sorrow. Don't be sorry for what they did. Also, Allah give everybody a chance to follow the best way. No force, Allah don't force nobody to do anything. He bring a message that if you listen to it, it becomes so clear. And this message will help you continue to be a human being, be the best Allah created, because you're going to return to Allah, and you should fear nothing but Allah. You shouldn't fear the criticism coming from the criticizer. And we have a lot of criticism. So praise be to Allah, Lord, chair, sustainer of all worlds. So anybody else who would like to come on and say anything? Well, Brother Hameen, is it all right with you? You're going to cut this session short, since no one else is coming on. And maybe Allah bless the sister to do better tomorrow. If that's all right with you, we're going to cut this session short. We're just talking and nobody listening but you. And we got to do better inviting people to come this way and hear this beautiful message that we have for this world that we live in. The beautiful message that we're all brothers. We all come from Adam. When we supposed to love each other like that, but we'll never be able to love each other like that, because one thing they're better than that. The other think they're better, and some think they're less than them. I was looking at the internet. This African American, a young man getting off the elevator, and this Caucasian woman wanted to hit him and call him a name. He pulled that guard out, and I think he killed him by calling him a name. And when we see our rappers, people that look like us, calling each other niggas, this is a doggone shame. We can't stop them by not listening to what they're saying. And that is what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to start listening to and make sure that these people that we listen to is not saying all these evil things out of their mouth, especially calling us the N-word. So praise be to Allah. We're going to get ready. close out. You want to say a prayer, Diane? Oh, okay. Whom may Allah bless Dr. Martin Luther King, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Emmanuel, all the brothers that stood up for what's right to try to make this world a better place. And may Allah forgive them all their sins and bless them in the end of the year. So we're going to close out. Oh Allah, the Lord is the perfect cause of this prayer that we offer. Please bestow all Muhammad and many greatness. Please elevate Muhammad to the most exalted place where Thou hast promised him, and Thou never break Thy place. Oh Allah, please continue to bless us with good in this world and good in the next. And please punish those evil people that he on this earth oppressing and killing people for nothing. Please, Allah, remove these people from out of the life cycle who keep bringing problems down on innocent babies and women and human beings. Thank you, Allah, for listening to our dua and our salat. I greet you again and the most honorable greeting of Islam, Malaykum. Simply may God peace be unto you.